So Man United are in the news once again. They lost to Derby yesterday. 2-2, lost 8-7 on penalties. And there's been another little falling out, I think, between Paul Pogba and Jose Mourinho. We're joined on the line now by Willie Morgan, former Man United winger. Good morning, Willie.
Yeah, good morning.
Morning. How are you? You know what? We're doing fine. Now, we could have just replayed the interview you did a couple of weeks ago when you were talking about Pogba and Mourinho. But let's just talk about them again. Here we are again. Why is this stuff coming out in public? This is not the Man United way. It's not. They shouldn't be behaving like this.
Well, nothing they're doing is the Man United way, including the way they're playing, obviously. It's all alien. You know, as I said before, the last time I spoke to you, it's sad for the fans. The only thing last night, I must say, I mean, they were trying. It's not that they're just not good enough.
Yeah.
They're trying. They're giving 100%, but they're just not good enough. That's the bottom line. And no matter what he does, where he plays, they're not good enough.
I mean, all right. So let's just say that one of them's got to go at some point in the season. Is it Jose Mourinho goes or is it Paul Pogba?
Oh, no, it's Paul Pogba.
Even though, I mean, look, I understand what you're saying. It's a no-brainer from a playing point of view. But at the same time, you know, the 10 million followers on social media and all the rest of it, does it sadden you that this is what it comes to?
Well, it's sad news. It's in the open. It should be, like you said before, it should be behind closed doors. It shouldn't be out in the public. You know, they should sort it out behind closed doors and keep the dignity. And at the moment, it's like handbags at 5 paces, you know. It's dreadful.
Yeah. I mean, you say obviously they're not good enough. But is that not the case that Mourinho's just not getting the bet? I mean, you look at them on paper last night, you still would have had the Man United team over the Derby team. So is that not Mourinho just not being able to get the best out of those players?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't have them over Derby?
Really? I mean, there's some good players playing for Derby, but we're talking about
one
matter.
The kids, Derby, they look like they're at a kindergarten. They were about 14, 15 year old. They played fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, they played so well. The difference with, I mean, how many times you have to say Fellaini, I mean, go through the team. Why is he still at Old Trafford? You know, and that sums up the rest. They're just not good enough. So you say on paper, on paper, money-wise, what they cost, it looks like, it's a mismatch. No, it's not. The money's irrelevant. All you have to do is look at the players.
I'm looking at the Man United team. Ashley Young, England left back.
Don't make me laugh.
Well, I'm just stating the fact.
It's too early in the morning.
I'm just stating the fact. Juan Mata, Spanish international. Jesse Lingard, one of the best players for England at the World Cup. Martial, 50 million quid. I mean, I know what you're saying. They're not playing coherently as a team. Is the point, we were talking about the fact that Man City played last night, had 27 shots to Oxford United's one, and they held them off, and they all seem to know what they're doing. Whereas at Man United, it doesn't seem like they know what they're doing, and surely that is down to the manager.
It's down to the lack of ability for the players. All the manager can do is pick his team that he thinks, you know, is going to do a job. And then it's down to the players to produce it. And it comes, they're trying. It's not that they're not trying. You know, there's no lack of effort. I watched the game last night and they tried so hard.
So what,
as I keep saying, the bottom line is
not good enough.
Individuals are just not good enough.
So what needs to happen then? Does this, from what it sounds like, you're kind of on the side of Mourinho, where I guess
on
it's going to be.
On the side of Mourinho? No, I think, you know, his buys have been diabolical. You know, the way he wants him to play football, not just now, this is since he came, you know, all that defensive football and hoping for a breakaway. No, that's not what I want to watch, and it's not what Manchester United fans want to watch. If he was winning and you're getting away with it, well, you can say, okay, well, at least he's gone the right way. But he's not.
No.
And it's the standard of player. I mean, as I said last time, I mean, I advocated Mourinho coming. I thought he'd be great. And I thought he would come and say, okay, this is Manchester United. This is how they play. And join in. But he's reverted to probably why he got the sack at Chelsea and the sack at Barcelona. He's reverted to that.
Yeah.
But I don't. You can't blame him completely. I mean, he has tried. He's bought what he thought would be all right. They're not. And, but it's not for the lack of trying. I mean, from the manager's point of view, when he sat there, I mean, as a manager, if you sat there and you're relying on your players, it's soul destroying if they're not doing it for you.
I mean,
because
you know,
at the end of the day, he's responsible at the end of the day.
You know what? Effort is sort of the least you'd expect, right? But if, let's say that Pep was the manager of this team, do you think he'd be getting more of a tune out of him?
No.
You just don't.
By the way, the players that are there now wouldn't be there under Pep.
Well, there is that argument. So how does this end then, Willie? How does this end?
Well, I think, first of all, Pogba will go.
Yep.
Because you cannot have that festering behind the scenes. It's just crazy. You know, there'll be pockets with him, pockets against him. You just can't have it. Something's got to give, and I think he will go. And hopefully, he'll buy Lionel Messi, and then we might have a chance.
Do you know what? Well, we'd all want to watch Man United then. Willie, always great.
So would I.
Quite, yeah, I know. You don't seem particularly happy at the moment. Willie, thanks very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Nice to speak to you both.
Good to speak to you. Willie Morgan there, a former Man United.